climate in Georgia schools, but the climate scores have nothing to do, as we said earlier, with air conditioning.
Yeah, these are evaluations of how safe your child's school is. What's the learning climate? Joining us now, State School Superintendent Richard Woods. Mr. Woods, welcome back to A Closer Look.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now, this was a 5-star rating system. It was based on things like how many kids miss 10 or more days per year, the numbers of students suspended or kicked out of school, how the students themselves perceive the extent of things like bullying or drug use. But then when you get that, how do you evaluate those factors?
Well, I think you're looking at school by school basis, which we hope that the information itself will begin a dialogue between parents and students and educational staff. And I think that sometimes when you sit in a particular position, you may perceive something different than someone else. And I think it allows us to look a little bit deeper of what's going on inside our schools. How can we improve them? If it is the issue of attendance, what are some things we look at? I think that, it's, kind of a case-by-case basis, because I know that, working in an elementary school, sickness and things mean something different than they do up in the high school area, because of the nature of kids kind of touching and germs and spreading and looks a little bit different. But also, what type of discipline problems are there? Is it something that we would consider somewhat light, or is it something that's more serious?
And we'll get into some of the reliability, if you will, of some of these factors in a moment. But at least on the bottom line, 15% of the schools got ratings of either unsatisfactory or below satisfactory. So that'd be 1-star or 2.
Yes.
What happens to them, though? I mean, is the state prepared to do anything to help them do better, to be safer?
Well, very much so. I think for us, we're looking also at, where do they fall in, as far as our CCRPI rating, our overall school, when we look at, academics, performance, and some other things that are mentioned in there. One of the things I did ask my staff, I said, well, let's see how the overall climate compares to what is going on. And I think that we are seeing that there are some issues with the schools. And I think that even with educational research, typically we know that with a very unstable climate, that a lot of times you see a very poor performance. And I think that'll be something we address, especially in our school improvement area, in which we've already started that even as we speak.
Superintendent Woods, there have been some questions, whether the safety perceptions by students and teachers are different, and they could be. So how then do you decide in terms of this rating and then what to do about it? Because, perception is different for every person.
It is. And I think that, up here at the state level, it is very difficult to do that. I mean, to sit there and try to micromanage. But, for us, and what, I hope this will become, it is a conversation piece. It is a piece in which, if there are some discrepancies, I think it, behooves, all of our educational staff to sit there and to look critically, is it something that we are misperceiving? Are there things that actually we don't even know about that's going on within the school that, creates an unstable climate? And I think that hopefully what it does, it provides us with more interaction between our educational staff, with our parents, with our students, and maybe with students, even with their parents. Because sometimes we even find out that that parents, they may think that everything is going on just fine, but with an underlying client, climate, there may actually be something else that is more serious.
Well, for example, let's take drug use or bullying to check those perceptions. Are there statistics to back up, what we find with these ratings? Because as a parent, you don't want to sound the alarm and maybe have a parent panic. On the other end, though, you may want to help a parent in making a decision on whether or not that child is going to continue at a school. So how can you do you need to provide data to back up these perceptions here?
Well, I think, as much as we possibly can. Again, with these figures, again, we're looking at a lot of this was done perhaps during a day. And you have to look
sure.
at, how did I feel just during that day? Or was there something going on within an area that may affect that? And so I think that, not being alarmist to say that, well, is this a bad school? But I think even for those schools that are had a 5-star, I mean, we can't allow ourselves to become complacent and just say, well, things are going great. and not really monitoring ourselves. So hopefully it will be something that we use to really just do a lot of introspection to say, hey, what are the things that we need to do? And I think, you know, what we have looked at, and again, what we have created with this mechanism, you know, is something that we hopefully can use it to improve, school quality, student achievement, and, you know, their overall performance of our schools and even the perception of our schools.
Mr. Woods, many schools that did poorly were also on the list for possible takeover, if you will, by the state under the governor's Opportunity School District bill. So does that say that local districts are failing kids at risk? And would the governor's plan do anything to make the schools safer once the state were to take a few of these schools over?
Well, I think that, you know, looking at it, again, you have to take everything into consideration. I think it's, is this a direct one-to-one correlation? I think in many ways that perhaps with the low performance and, you know, the low climate, then yes, I think there are concerns there. One of the things I've looked at as far as our staff, again, regardless of how the opportunity district, mechanism plays out within the General Assembly and within, you know, if it gets passed, the legislature and into the hands of the citizens of Georgia, I've tried to focus on, us as a staff. I said, we obviously have to do some things. We obviously have to reach out to our schools to see what are some things that we could do to help. You know, are there things that we can, do as a department that will be, very constructive, very beneficial, and improve, our school, performance?
And this is budget time at the legislature. Do you have the resources to do that?
I think so. I think, looking at some things, what we have began to do is that we have started reaching out to a lot of groups that are out there. I think whether perhaps it's dealing with mental health, an issue with that, or maybe it's dealing with the Department of Juvenile Justice, Kiwanis, are a lot of our educational partners. I think what I have found, in my relatively short time in office, is that a lot of people do good things, but they do it in isolation. And what we have started to do, and again, even instructing my staff, is that we will be, inviting these groups in so that we can come up with a very cohesive policy in which we're all working together. One of the things for school systems that are, struggling, I think, trying to have a mentor program with us, with school systems or schools that, are very similar in dynamics, and in using those resources. One of the things I've found out with education, and especially educators, we love to help each other out. Unfortunately, I don't think we've been asked, and so hopefully we can provide that direction and use the resources we do have. And I think that with the governor, and of course that's, the concern here, and even with the General Assembly, I think proposing something that's very sound, hopefully if there is a need for additional resources, then, they'll be made available.
Superintendent Woods, I want to go back to the ratings here for a second. I want to give credit to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's mm-hmm. education columnist Maureen Downey, who found some schools, did poorly but had some strong academic ratings, while yeah. others with poor academic performance did well on the climate scale. So, again, if you're a parent out there, or even if you're an educator or the principal of that school, it sort of sends a mixed message here. Say that three times. Does that also indicate that there are some problems with these ratings here?
Well, it is it's the first year of the rating. Mm-hmm. And I think there are definitely some things that we have looked at that maybe we received some false positives on some scores because of lack of input or lack of participation, which, again, even some superintendents have and local schools have already mentioned that. And I think we recognize that perhaps you got a 5-star this year, but next year, it will actually catch up with you. So I think, we will begin to kind of, the process of looking at the data. Was it strong? Was it solid? Because we don't want to give any false information. We don't want to get anything that is misleading. But, again, the intent is for this to be very constructive and very helpful to our schools and, so that we can improve. And again, we do have to look at the school environment because, again, from my knowledge with, educational research, there is a strong correlation between student and school performance with the climate itself.
Absolutely. And also for parents out there that are also listening, should they take these ratings in sort of with a grain of salt here, or just sort of, you say, this is the first year, but, For example, you wouldn't want a mass exodus of one school, and then that puts that school in danger of closing because it has low enrollment based on these ratings here.
Yeah.
So
well,
what do you say to parents?
Well, I think for parents, I think, again, look at the information. Again, the information that was probably presented in many cases would be just a snapshot. But I think you can go through our parent portal, I believe, on the website, the DOE website. We'll make sure that we post that for individuals so that they can, dig a little bit deeper, I should say, in what these ratings mean. Because you may have something that, again, within a school, and we'll take for an elementary school, it may be a low climate, but the reason it may be a low climate may be directly, associated to attendance. And so attendance would not necessarily be, something that, you'd say, well, gee, that's not something I'm really afraid of. So, I would encourage parents to do that, but also to engage your educational staff, engage the schools, question them, and again, I think we're really willing to work together, and again, not necessarily take it with a complete grain of salt. Be mindful, definitely do the research with that. But as we look at the balance and try to provide more information that we can, ascertain from this first year, then, we'll look to make sure that from each following year, hopefully the information will be more and more solid as we move forward.
And again, parents, educators, anyone can find that information at your website, gadoe.org.
Yes.
Real quickly, Mr. Woods, just as a final thought, we mentioned the governor's Opportunity School District proposal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a constitutional amendment and a bill to a two-part package. It's up in a House committee this afternoon. And just a basic question, does it make sense to you as the head of the state education system to have a special district for the schools most at risk, and yet that district doesn't report to you or the education department? It reports to the governor's office.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with that, the governor and I do share the belief that, we understand that any failing school is unacceptable. It is a proposal. Again, we have looked at that, and again, from my aspect, what plays out in the General Assembly, is the information that, I'm going to just have to wait and see.
But would you rather have that special district report to you?
Would I rather have it report to me? As far as the information, I guess I would have to see more of the guidelines, with that. I think that'd be fair, but whether it reports to me or not, we're going to do our job, and our job is definitely out there to make sure that no school gets on that list. And again, from day one, when I've looked at this process and even taken office, my focus has been on making sure that every child has a succeeding school and a great opportunity to succeed in life. And that's what we're going to be focused on. So, whatever happens at this point in time, I'm going to do the job that the people of Georgia have elected me to do, and that's to make sure each child, and theirs more specifically, that their child, has a successful education.
Georgia State School Superintendent Richard Woods. Superintendent Woods, thanks very much for being back with us on A Closer Look, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Okay, thank you.